Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors. This is Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch, and thank you for joining me this evening. You are listening to the With Insights channel of blogtalkradio.com. There are other programs on this channel you could listen to. You could listen to Iggy and Rosa's intuitive, what do they do? Intuitive readings, that's right, at 6 o'clock on Mondays, that's Eastern Time. On Tuesdays, you got Jenny Seek and the Inner Voice Intuitive Hour at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. And then on Wednesdays, is Heather Tapia with the Entrepreneurial Excellence Hour, either at 2 p.m. or 3 p.m., I'm not sure which, but it's sometime on Wednesday afternoon. You can look it up on the Blog Talk website. And then Fridays at midnight, it is myself, not to a Sasquatch, here, speaking with you and thanking you once again for joining me. Last week, it seems to me that I lingered on an experience I had had that day and didn't go through some of the things I generally go through on the show. So I'll try and get you caught up on those things without getting caught up in that one thing that I got so stuck on last week. And I didn't listen to the show, and I could have because I have internet back in my house again. So certainly I could have listened to the last week's radio show and known what it was I talked about, but I didn't. I neglected to do that. I've also neglected to get on the website and fix the show archive. Not fix, but bring it up to date. It's over a year behind now because I didn't have internet in the house and I couldn't do anything with it. I didn't want to get onto the website at in a public place and then have people steal. I've already had the website wiped out once like that. Somebody hacked me. And I'm at home, and certainly they could hack me at home, but by my apartment is a less attractive target for hackers than the university or a coffee shop might be, so I feel a little bit safer doing things that way. Now that I have that at home, I can certainly take some time to start getting the archive up to date. But if you are interested in listening to some of the older shows, I mean, they're all on the Blog Talk website. I mean, that's my archive is just links to the Blog Talk archive. I don't have the original shows here, when I'm on my hard drive or anything. I would like to, but it would take some time. I mean, it's 2 years worth of shows. Although I don't know. I mean, I guess for research purposes, would I go back and listen to them to see if I've done something before and that I'm repeating myself? I don't know. But anyway, I know I got off on that tangent other than to proclaim that I do have internet again. Yay. We'll see how long I manage to keep it. The internet people sold me a deluxe package this time. And I did have an actual, they were acting on a legitimate concern that I had expressed. Most of the reason I have the internet, most of the reason I need it here at home is so that I can upload those football videos. As you know, football season is coming. And I take I take videos of high school football games for a variety of different things. There's a company that buys them from me, and I now upload them. For most of the time I've been working for them, I put it on a DVD and send it to them, but now they want it uploaded, and the speed of my computer was so horrifically slow, it took the whole day to upload one of these videos, and if something happened in the middle of it, you had to start over. So it was always an adventure trying to get one of those uploaded, and I happened to mention it to the guy, and of course he could solve all my problems. That's always how it goes. He sold me a deluxe package with a faster, upload, download speed, and I haven't had a chance. I think tomorrow will probably be the day that I get to test it, because I have to, first of all, figure out if my old cameras still work anyway. Actually, I know that they work. I have, here's the problem that I have, and this kind of leads nicely into my blog entry that I put in on Monday. My cameras are old cameras. I got them in 2005, and technology has now totally outstripped them. What I was told in an email, this didn't just apply to me, it applied to all of my brethren who are doing this filming thing. Most of the high schools now have equipment that's superior to what we're using. especially the bigger high schools, so they don't have to send us out to film the games anymore. They can just get the game film from the high schools, and it kind of cuts down on the amount of work that we have. And I've been kind of thinking that, you know, sooner or later they're going to ask us to get high-definition cameras, and, you know, that would be the end of it for me, because I can't afford to make that kind of investment at this point. But so they haven't asked us to do that yet, but what they are telling us is that many of the high schools are providing them with video directly. When I started doing it, they trained us. They gave us this specific method they wanted us to use to shoot the video. And then I think I've told this story before. We got the company was sold. The gentleman that I was originally worked for retired and sold the company to this larger outfit that's a more, sort of a technological type outfit. And then they had us start uploading the videos. And they've also, I think maybe they're not quite as concerned as with the system that was used to film the videos. I mean, they must not be. How else could they be buying them from high schools? So that's, you know, that's something that that I'm thinking about as far as going ahead. Is that even going to be available for me next year? The money certainly does come in handy, but I'm going to have to be prepared for the fact that that might not be there next year, and that you might not even get as much as I was hoping for this year. But I do have to be ready. That, you know, the first game is next week, so I need to take some time either tomorrow or next day and make sure that everything still works, so that I can take the video and download it to my computer and then upload it to them. And I was out at the Day of 1,000 Drummers a few weeks back and took some video, and I was going to use that as my test video. Because, see, again, you don't know if I can still get it. See, the thing is, every time I upgrade my, okay, now I'm getting into tech babble. Suffice to say, there used to be a video editing software that would take the video directly off of my camera. But my camera has gotten so outdated that the new video software won't talk to it anymore. And the new version of Windows won't talk to the old software that I used to have. So I'm kind of stuck. The only way I can get the video off the camera is to use one of those little converter boxes and just play it like it's a VCR, and then the computer captures it. I'm getting into techno babble again. Suffice to say, it's getting to be more of a tortured, labored process to even get the video off the camera and into a form that I can use. So tomorrow or Sunday, we're going to find out if that process will even work. And then we'll go forward and figure out. If it doesn't, then we'll have to figure out something else. I don't know. Go to Rent-A-Center and rent a camera. I don't know. We'll figure something out. I do enjoy, I'm kind of sorry to see it, coming to an end. I've always enjoyed doing it. The only thing that's really kind of not so great about it is they gave us, they give us credentials to get into these games. We have press credentials, and one of the things that's on there is ESPN, because evidently at some time or another, ESPN bought video from these people, and so they instruct us to inform when we go there to the gate, we're supposed to inform them that we're from ESPN. Well, the minute I open up my camera bag, they know I'm not from ESPN. I got this crappy little camera, which is now out of date. You know, how am I going to convince them that I'm really from the big network back in Connecticut? But so far as I know, that instruction has not been rescinded. I do have a very fancy press pass, so it doesn't make me look like I actually am somebody. And they don't question you. You know, you have to pick a press pass. Most of the time, most places I go, people don't even say anything to me. They just wave me through. That's the power of the press pass. So anyway, that'll be starting on. I have to drive to Dayton, too. I always hope that the games are going to be local, because I am local, and especially I'm part of the Columbus crew, not the soccer team, but the crew of people who film games in Columbus. And unfortunately, I have shown a willingness to travel in the past, so I think I'm the one who gets the call whenever they need to, because they don't have a Dayton, if they don't have a person in Dayton, I'm the one who gets to go there. I know they don't have anybody up in the Toledo area, because I get sent up there a lot, but but then on the other hand, last year I got to do a game at my local high school. It was like three miles away from me, so I guess you got to take the good with the bad. And, not even knowing how many games I'm going to get this year, I guess I should not be quite so. The only real issue is the gasoline, which when you don't make a lot of money becomes an issue. Gasoline is expensive, and you got to wait a couple, 3 weeks for your paycheck to come in. You know, I shoot the game, and I wait a couple, 3 weeks for the money to become available. Just like anything else, you got to make an upfront investment. It's kind of like this new job I've started up, which I want to talk about a little bit today. But first, I'm going to talk. I don't know. Should I talk about the job first? Let me talk about this as a. I'll talk about Lena's job just a little bit, because I don't think I talked about it much last week, and I meant to. I got hung up on my problems at the theater. And I don't think I spoke much about Les Miserables and the wonderful production I saw. It was a local theater production, so it had its limitations. But my brother was in it, and it had a fairly important part. And I was very proud of him. He did a nice job with it. I had never seen the show before. I read excerpts of the book when I was in high school. I remembered a little bit about it. It affected me. I'm often affected by, you know, drama, live drama, and I'm often affected by music. As you know, Les Mis is a live drama that's all music. So this put the two together, and I was a mess. I wrote a blog about it, and this was not this past week's blog, but the week before. I was going to see Les Miserables for the first time with my father, who was the first person I remember telling me that boys don't cry. And so it made it necessary for me that every time I felt emotional to, you know, find some place to hide, because I didn't want anybody to see the tears. Of course, at this point, I went to Les Mis, and there, of course, there were all kinds of tears, and my father was sitting right next to me, which is a little bit awkward, except for the fact that he's rather old now and doesn't hear very well, so I don't know that he noticed. But I recalled a time when I was probably about 4 years old, and he was singing a song. My father was always singing when I was younger. Today, not so much, but back then, he was always singing, and it was usually Hank Williams or something of the ilk, the original Hank Williams, not Hank Williams Jr. And he sang a Hank Williams song about this old cigar store Indian, a very politically incorrect song, and who was in love with the Indian maiden in the antique shop, you know, across the street. And then somebody bought the Indian maiden, and Kalijah, the old cigar store Indian, was left by himself. And that made me cry. As a four-year-old, I felt very sorry for Kalijah, and that's when my father gave me the information that's not socially acceptable for boys. So all those emotions kind of swimming around in my head, I saw this show. And I wrote quite a bit about it in a blog. I don't know if I want to get into too much detail about that. There's the character. The character of Eponine, I think I've got that pronunciation right, is sort of a jilted character. She's in love with Marius, but Marius is in love with Cosette, and Marius sort of prevails upon, doesn't sort of, Marius prevails upon Eponine to hook him up with Cosette, which of course breaks her heart. And then she is shot and killed in a battle that's going on, and Marius says, poor Eponine, and then he goes immediately back to pining for Cosette. And I found lots of sort of implications in that, large and small. I mean, Marius is an asshole. He's portrayed as a hero, but he's the character at the end who sort of gets the girl, and he's the one who survives and all that. And I said, why did they pick him to survive? And unless it was them trying to make some sort of statement about people who get by in this world and the people who don't. I mean, the show itself is filled with stuff like that. There's all kinds of things. Like I said in the blog, you know, it could easily have been set in Detroit in 2013, anywhere where there's a large group of people who have sort of been stepped on and left behind. And you don't get to hear a whole lot from, it's centered very much on those sort of downtrodden people. You know, the people who are kind of in the next layers up, you know, there's people who are just terrified that they're going to fall back down into that downtrodden layer, so they do everything they can to make certain that that doesn't happen. And often their actions are more cruel because they're done with intent and with the knowledge of the people that they're being done to. So they can see the people that they're acting against, whereas the people up in the mansions and then up in the towers mostly don't see the people that their actions affect. So where was I going with that? I don't know. Who knows? My mind wanders sort of from place to place, although I am feeling sharper than normal tonight because I slept most of the day because I worked all through the night last night. My first ever midnight shift comes at the age of 48. And it's this new job I'm doing. I'm working with developmentally disabled people, who we used to call mentally retarded people, but we don't use those words anymore. It's developmentally disabled now. We work with them in their homes, which is fine. I don't mean to decry that. I mean, retarded is kind of, maybe not in and of itself is a cruel word, but it's been used. It's come to be used in cruel ways, and perhaps it was time to put that on the scrap heap and then come up with something else. But the organization I work for, we send people to work with developmentally disabled people in their homes, giving them whatever help is needed, and I've been doing that. So mostly I've been doing training. I did do some actual work. I think one location I'm working at is going to work out pretty well. The other one, I'm not quite sure about. The level of services needed is higher than I So it was higher than we were told to expect. Let's put it that way. We have to do for this gentleman needs a lot more care than we had been. By we, I mean the new recruits who are going through our orientation. He needs a lot more care than we were told to expect. And I do understand that his case is not typical of what you'll usually find in the cases we're going to work with. He's someone who's been working with the company for a long time and was not always. I mean, his condition's deteriorated recently, so he's not, again, he needs more help than the typical consumer. We call them consumers. I'm sorry about all the moving around. I'm trying to find a place here. I'm in my room. I'm trying to find a place that's comfortable, and my bed is rather noisy, so I guess it's probably a good thing that I live alone. But I do have I think I did announce that last week. I did finally get my bed set up in my room. I have an actual bed now. Yay. Man, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm confusing myself so much. I actually feel pretty good. I don't feel all that tired. I slept until about 3:30. Got up, had a shower, and went to the bank and put the check from a couple weeks ago in the bank and got all the checks. For all the various jobs I do, I'm working at four different part-time jobs now. Everything I do, you know, then you do the work and then you wait. You do the work and then you wait for the money to come in. And but the bills, they don't wait; they just keep coming. But anyway, I took my check to the bank and walked back and had dinner at Iggy's restaurant and came back here to get ready for the show. So there's really nothing. You know, no stressors or anything that should be making me mentally tired. And yet my mind just wants to seem to, I don't know, I can't, maybe because you can't latch on to something I really want to talk about. And I feel like the whole Les Mis thing is, you know, it's like 2 weeks old now, and I already wrote the blog about it. And my idea of talking about the blogs on the show was to kind of promote them so that you would go read them. You would find them on mudtoesasquatch.com. That's MudtoesasquatchCom. That's where my blog entries are. And I was writing them on Fridays, and I found Fridays were a bad time for me to write them because I seemed to be very, you know, extremely busy on Fridays. Well, now I've been the last couple of weeks, ever since I switched them to Mondays, and the last two Mondays I've been extremely busy on Mondays. So perhaps, I don't know, maybe there's some sort of manifesting going on there. I really do. I like the blog on Fridays better than I like it on Mondays. I really do. Maybe I can switch that back next week if I can keep. Because right now I got then Mondays is going to be the day that I need to sort of do stuff. I slept all day this Monday, which means I don't know how that overnight shift is really going to work into my regular schedule. And as I say, I'm not really feeling up to doing it anyway. I'm not, you know, I don't have any nursing experience. It really needs to be something that's done by a nurse or someone who's had, you know, been a health aide or something like that. But I know they're really, really kind of looking for somebody to do this shift, and it would be, you know, it would be a way for me to ingratiate myself to the new company if I would take it. But I'm not, at this point, I'm not totally sure I can handle it. They had three new people. What you have to do is when you're going to bid on to a job, in other words, you want to go to work at a place that you haven't worked at before, you have to shadow. You have to go there for a couple of days and just observe what goes on. And this past week, I've been doing that at this one house where they have four guys who live together, and basically we're just we're cooking their food and giving them their meds and that sort of thing. It's a good deal. It's fairly easy work. Then there's this other one, and that's an afternoon shift, like a 3:30 to 11:30 shift, which is great for me. I mean, those are good hours for me. But then this other one is an overnight. You know, you're sitting up with the guy overnight, and there's lots of stuff to do. I don't want to go into all of it because there's confidentiality. I've probably already gone too far with some of the other descriptions I've given, and I really don't want to get into that one so much. But there's a lot of, it's an overnight, it's an inconvenient shift, there's lots of stuff to do. Some of it, a little bit nasty. and I don't know, I have to think, I got the weekend to sort of think it over, and because I found out there's another training that I need to be able to take this shift that's offered to me. And so I need to talk to the supervisor anyway about getting that training arranged. I'm going to say I have some hesitation about taking it. I think there are probably some people out there who have some additional experience that I don't have, and maybe that would be, maybe it'd be more appropriate for them. But I was doing this, I think this is what I started to say, I was doing this with training with three other people. And I have to back off of that. I'm really getting into, this is dangerous territory I'm in. I'm really not supposed to talk about what goes on in the houses. And although I really, it would be the most astounding coincidence for anyone who was involved in that company to actually be listening to Mud Toe Sasquatch right now. But and even if they weren't, I mean, it's still, you have to, when you're dealing with somebody else's personal information, you got to be really careful. So I really ought to back off of this entire topic, to be perfectly frank, except to say, I think it's going to be good. I think I'm going to get, I'll get six shifts every 2 weeks, because I'm working every other weekend, which impinges on the theater job. In fact, September and October, I'm not available at all on Fridays. Most of the theater stuff, almost all the theater stuff is on Friday and Saturdays. I'm not available at all on Fridays because of football, and then I'm only going to be available four Saturdays, two Saturdays each month. And I'm wondering if the theater people might just say, okay, if you're not going to be able to be here, we don't need you, which I would be in many ways sad to hear that. I do enjoy the theater job most times, although from my tirade last week, you might not realize that. But there are lots of things that I do like about it. But at the same time, it kind of fits fourth out of four part-time jobs right now. As far as yield of dollars, which has to be important. As far as potential for it to expand in the future. I really don't see this getting, if they're going to run two shows concurrently, did they add a third one, have three running, but the only way they can get more stuff is to have more shows running at the same time. And we were already having trouble we're having trouble keeping two shows going. So I don't see that, that's the job. I don't really see a lot going forward as far as, it's never going to be any more. I seriously doubt that it's going to be any more than it is now. It would be handy for me to be able to keep that job, particularly until I know that things are going to be good with this new job, working with the developmentally disabled, and until I can actually get an extra shift going. something I'm comfortable with, and it's, you know, I know I can make enough money to pay my rent and everything else. It would still be, you know, nice to have this other thing sort of in the, you know, chipping in a few more bucks, or every dollar counts. But if that's the way, if one of them has to go, that's the one that should go, because the job at the medical school is steadier during the school year. You know, it practically disappears during the summer, but, you know, during the school year, it's delivering me more dollars than the theater job is, and it's starting to get ramped up again. And the football job, I mean, as long as it's delivering, I mean, I don't know how many weeks it's actually going to happen this year, but if it does hang on for the whole summer, or for the whole season, 2 months worth of football, you know, videos equals 6 months of what I've been making at the theater. So if that's what I'm saying, is that the theater job is the one that has to go, then, I mean, that's the right move to make. If that's I was going to ask, you know, because I was supposed to start next week, which would, and they're giving me with this 4-day week that includes Saturday and Sunday, and the every other Saturday and Sunday, but it would be on this first week, which is I was originally scheduled to do a show. So, you know, very, you know, rather quickly, I have to get with the other stage manager and make sure that she can cover that show, or that the show could be covered in some way. And I was thinking about, you know, sort of tap dancing around that was going to be how it was going to be from now on. You know, every other Saturday I was going to be unavailable. And, you know, putting that together with the fact that I'm going to be unavailable on Fridays until November, it's a fairly bad picture. But, you know, in the end, I thought, what the hell? I mean, just get it out there right now. And if they're going to make a move, you know, my thinking was, you know, I don't want them to, and they maybe delay the, you know, the move that they might make for a few weeks. But, you know, is it really for the amount of money? You know, I got, again, I have the potential for 4 shows, the 2 dates in the month of September and 2 dates in the month of October, presuming that none of those shows gets canceled. And that's a big presume right now. So that's what I'm trying to protect. And making my new employer upset with me, I mean, they've already made some accommodations for me as far as, you know, because I had some other things, especially particularly with the medical school, already scheduled. I didn't feel I could back away from them. So they've already waited, you know, an extra week longer than they really wanted to and all of that to get all this done. To ask them to, you know, maybe put me off a week or 2 more weeks, so I could do this one show for, you know, for the theaters, really doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense from my point of view. So I think that's the way it's going to be. I'll just put it out there and say these are the days I'm going to be available. You know, in November I'll be available on Fridays again, and I am going to make an effort to not have that be the day. I want to stay available on Fridays. No, that's the way it's going to be, and if that's not good enough, then it's not good enough. This is what it's like to be an adult. One thing, I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, this job, the new job, has the potential to be full-time at this point and would have benefits and all that good stuff. Now, where does all my writing fit in with this? And I can't talk to you about that because I'm almost out of time. I haven't written anything ever since I started with this, and I feel bad about that. Other than the blogs, but I mean, with the book, and I need to find out where that fits in. So I want you all to hold me accountable for doing that. And tune in next week, and I'm going to tell you what I've been doing about the writing. And you also need to go to mudtoastsasquatch.com and remind me there, and you need to go to the Mud Toast Sasquatch Facebook page and remind me there. And check in with me next week. We'll be doing the show. And you can, I don't know, I'm out of ideas. Okay, that's it for tonight. Please tune in next week, and thanks for listening. Bye.